Two mitzvahs on Sukkos. One mitzvah is Sukkah, the other mitzvah is Lulav. Both the bracha on Sukkah and the bracha on Lulav are not so simple. The Gemara on Sukkah says as follows. Lamates. Warren's talking about the Mishnah. And about Hallel, Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph and Sukkah says, "Misha Eved O Isha O Katan Makrim Also O Nachareihem." Okay. Vayishen Omer V'Tavlo Me'Eirim Hayogodol Makr Also O Nachrim Haluka Malkim Shnogol Lichbol Lichbol Lipsho Girsho Levarich Yevarich Hakol Kamenag Medina. The Pashtus in the Mishnah is the Broch on Hallow is optional, the Gemara says. How could that be? Amar Abaye, Lo Shna El Achrof, that's only talking about the Broch of after Hallow, Yalucha, Lefon of Mitzvah Levarach. It's a mitzvah to make a Broch. So what's this? Possible yes, possible no. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol Hamitzvos Kulam Bavarach Aleihem Ove LaAsiyos. That is this word Ove LaAsiyos is a very interesting word. So it doesn't say Kodem LaAsiyos, it says Ove LaAsiyos. Umay Mashu Dahay Ove Lishna Deagdumi. How do I know that this word over means in before? The Amar of Nachman Vayitzok Tichsi Vayorat Sachimot Sterach Hakiko Vayavor Es Hakushi. And he ran in front of him. That means in front. All sorts of things. So Tosis raises a problem. Therefore, you have to make a bracha on the lulav before you take it. After you take it, from the moment you pick it up, he's yotzer. Remember, so pick it. You said that the moment I pick it up, I'm yotzer. Milo mistaba klal. That's not mistaba. Hechi bracha olav humunach bekeli hama bekometz rabba. We say, the Gemara Menachos says, Tfilin, Meimel Saim Avarach, and when do you make a bracha in Tfilin? Mishas Hanocha, Achas Kshir, you have to put it in your hand. If the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah is not in your hand, you don't make a bracha. Chol Shor Shein HaMitzvah Mezumenez B'yodo La'asos V'mestab HaKlal Avarach Alof. V'shemo Mashiach l'litov lulav kodem shito ha'esu. Says maybe you pick up the lulav and you didn't pick up the esu. He says mevarach ma'ainu ov la'asiyot. Shemak finzeze inami lachshin notu shneihem. After you take both, elosha hofich echom mehem. One of them is upside down. Why? Because you're only out in the mitzvah if it's upright. Kashim brak lulav arava. Okay. We are feel noki lo bedark dilosin. Even if you do a gedark dilosin, every she's coming shalolot says, as kavana shalolot says. So even if there's a whole machlokas in the Gemara, mitzvah tzrichas kavana mitzvah tzrichas. And he said, afilu afal gavdar mina mitzvah and tzrichas kavana. That means Tosis is of the opinion here. The mitzvah ain't a srichas kavana. Lo nafik, but if you have opposite kavana, kavana lo yotzeis, you're not yotzeis. Bal kochel lo nafik. Or the lama shani hoch v'sof perikin amayri v'odom shenu boki, sholech leitzah boki, liyomot. Maybe the mitzvah is not finished until after Ninuah. He saw. What does Tosa say? Tosa is saying, the Gemara says that Ninuah, the Nanuah, are not Ma'akev, it's Shiori Mitzvah, it's only Lachatchila, but means, according to Tosa, the mitzvah is Lulav Doraisa, is not finished until you do the Nanuim. So you can make the bracha because you still haven't finished the Lachatchila version of the mitzvah. You're in the middle of the mitzvah. So Tosis is telling us an unbelievable thing here, that if you're in the middle of the mitzvah, you don't have to be before the mitzvah. You can be in the middle of the mitzvah. How do I know that? May high time and nami bevorcha until it's your dime. Achanatila. Lo goma mitzvah also arachaniguf. He says, what is the mitzvah until it's your dime? Washing your hands and drying your hands. Again, the mitzvah, you haven't finished it. Damir in parakam and desot. Osu lachobli niguf yadayim. Umi lo domiklam. I don't have a ride. Tininua ein ala machshire mitzvah. B'yalma v'lo marke. Netila shadayim, if I wash my hands and don't dry them, I haven't been yotzei in the mitzvah b'chlal. So the mitzvah is a two-step mitzvah. I make the bracha right before I finish the mitzvah. And without finishing the mitzvah, it's nothing. But lulav is yotzei in the mitzvah just by picking it up. It's an extra mitzvah, machshir, b'alma, and not makim. U'emesu. What does he say? No. You don't make a bracha. Before the mitzvah, you can make a bracha in the middle of the mitzvah. How do I know that? Says Tosis. I'll be a chametz. Talks about bedikah. Close to the whole Gemara there. When you say al and you say look. But Baruch Yochel, it's up. Go to the whole Gemara then. But Tzarech Lom Al Koch Chowul Hamitzvah Lo Nigmar Adayin Legamri the boy Ninua. So, if you're in the middle of a mitzvah sestosis, you can make a bracha. Yo, I'm in Pesach Pirkins. Has another thing. The minhag of Anshei Yerushalayim was that they carried the lulav all day. Adam yotzei mitoch beiso, he left his house, lulav b'yado. Goes to shul, lulav b'yado. He davens, he puts it down. And then he picks it up again. And he's walking around with the lulav all day. So, Tosa says, why Anshei Yerushalayim used to do that? Because holding the mitzvah, holding the lulav was a mitzvah all day. So apparently, if I continue holding the lulav, I'm still yotzei mitzvah. It's all, as long as I'm continue holding the lulav, it's in the middle of the mitzvah. He says, because of that, I put on my talus. I don't have to make a bracha before I put on my talus. I can make a bracha while I'm wearing my talus. Umi l'gol gami don lulav. Hotz b'varach ha'am t'tilas lulav. But here is no question. He's still a little nervous. Why? Because when I put on my talus, can't say, and I make a bracha 5 minutes later, I have the ikka mitzvah, and the ikka mitzvah keeps going. So it's in the middle of my ikka mitzvah. My shen came. If I take the lulav, the ikka mitzvah is finished. The extra things in the mitzvah, which are not the main part of the mitzvah, so he's not so sure what to do with lulav. This is Tosis. But Tosis is telling us a very important idea here. That over l'asiyasim means immediately before, I have to have the chefetz shel mitzvah in my hands from the Gemara of Menachos. And I can do it in the middle. The one who completely disagrees with Tosfos, and that is the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, says like this. Medivrei Sofrim, the only bracha d'oraisa is Birkas Hamazon, according to the Rambam. Medivrei Sofrim, drabonon levorach al kol machal tchila, to eat on every food you have, v'achach yehone, nimenda. Chain also reach, also. V'chein medivrei Sofrim, levorach al kol, he says, same way you make a bracha on hana and then have hana, kach mavorchem al kol mitzvah michtzah ve'achaka also. Same thing. The bracha has to come before the mitzvah. Take a look later on. The Rambam says it very explicitly. He talks about Birkas Hamitzis. Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Brachos. He says, Kol mitzvah shem divrei sofrim, he says, Kol mitzvah sase bein adam l'akadosh baruch hu, mitzvah shehi chova, mitzvah sheinu chova, mevorach aleha kodem la'asiyos. Also drabonim, he says. Also mitzvah v'lo birich, he did a mitzvah and didn't make a bracha. And mitzvah shadayin asiyotza kayemes, if it continues, v'ruch achar asiyah. That means, I put on my talus, and I didn't make a bracha. I put on my tefillin, and I didn't make a bracha. So I make a bracha while I'm still wearing it, not afterwards, he says. And I'm a v'ruch. Nisatef betzitzis, lovash tefillin, yosher besukal. V'ruch tchil chozim a v'ruch, achshin nisatef. Why? Because according to the Rambam, a bracha doesn't go back. Bracha goes forward. So if I put on a talus, so ain't a chanami. The first 5 minutes I was wearing a talus, I was wearing a bracha. But the balance of the time I'm wearing a talus, so I have a bracha. Brachas go forward. Now, Tosis says you can make it in the middle. Why? So the Hagos HaShri, in the name of the Lord Zeruah, explains Tosis. He says that according to Tosis, he says, Birkas Hananin, I can't make after I began eating the apple already. Why not? A bracha is a matter for me to eat. And it's also to eat without a bracha. Also, Lord, the Melanos, all of us, I bracha. And so therefore, and a chanami, if I take a bite of the apple and I want to continue eating the apple, I make a bracha for the balance of the apple. But what happened? I ate it and I was over. And then of all of us, I believe bracha. By saying ain't king of Birkas Hamitzvah, that's different. Birkas Hamitzvah, I have to attach the bracha to the mitzvah. If I attach the bracha to the mitzvah, so then I can do it immediately before, I can do it while I'm doing it, and maybe immediately afterwards. But that's all I have to have. That's why it's over l'asiyosa. Like I'm passing it. Begin one, going around. So that is how Hagosa Shri, in the name of the Asarua, explains the halacha of Ovelasias. And that's the Pshat and Tosis. Tosis' only question is, if that balance of the mitzvah that happens after I pick the lulav up is enough to be in the middle of the mitzvah. Because it's not the real part of the mitzvah, it's sort of extra details in the mitzvah. But Tosis has no problem. In Sukkah, that if I make the bracha while I'm in the Sukkah, to make the bracha come in the middle of the mitzvah. Okay. Now, this is Tosis here. And if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, how the Shulchan Aruch passes. In Lulav, Hilchos Lulav. Mitzvahs arba's minim, the mitzvah in Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph, mitzvahs arba minim, shiyitu kol echad lulav echad v'shtei aravos v'shlosh hadasa. Okay. And you have to have an egget. Discuss that for a future time. Okay. Now, yiyitu, the three are on the right hand, and the three on the left hand. Everything is standing up. Okay, now we've got to be the brocha. Yivarach al netilas lulav v'shechiyanu kodem sheyito ha'esr k'day sheyavarech ovelas yosin o yahafech ad sheyavarech. He says one of two things. Have the lulav in your hand before you pick up the esr, or have the esr upside down. He says, what about having kavanah lalot says? He doesn't talk about it. But the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't do that l'chadchila. Why? Because even if mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah, the Ran is the opinion, even if I have opposite kavanah, I'm not yotze, etc. Okay. If you take a look in the Gra, he says, the word says, no. Taking, he says, he doesn't like it. Okay. And we won't go into the details, that's for another shiur. But Mechaber Paskins clearly that, and the Gra Paskins clearly here, that you can make a bracha in the Magen Avraham Paskens in the whole park, you can make a bracha in the middle of a mitzvah. Now, what about Sukkah? What about Sukkah? Here we have a whole thing. When do you make a bracha on Sukkah? So you take a look in the Rambam and Hilchos Sukkah. Rambam and Hilchos Sukkah is very clear. Paragvav halach yud beis kol zman sheikonis leishe besuka kol shivim mavarach kodim sheyesh. While you're standing, before you sit down. What's the difference between standing and sitting down? Very, very simple. Not that leishe besuka means to sit in the sukkah. Obviously, leishe oshin shiva means to dwell in the sukkah, to live in the sukkah. But it's only for kviyas. Standing up is not a kviyas. That's why you say leishiv besukkah. That's yeshiva means not sitting, being there both in kavua. Okay. No. So says the Rambam, and that makes a lot of sense, because according to the Rambam, every bracha has to be before you do the mitzvah. You're not allowed to begin mekayim the mitzvah without a bracha first. But it ain't so simple. You take a look in the Magen Mishnah. In the Magen Mishnah here, Magen Mishnah says, agreeing with the Rambam, v'chein kotzev halachos v'das hagonim. You go in 100 times, you make a bracha 100 times. Okay. Mikol mokom lo'agu, says the Magen Mishnah, shimavorcha ela misuda l'suda v'hu kesvaras Rabbeinu Yaakov zal. The minig, that means even the minig in Sfarad, was not like the Pesach of the Rambam and the Gaon. Was like Rabbeinu Tam, who says that it's only went misuda lusuda. Now, what does that mean? So Shulchan Aruch says, noagu, shem avocha asuka ela b'shas achila. And says the Rambam, v'chochi nohuk, means b'tbein namachaber. And Bein the Rambam said you only make it b'shas achila. Why? And what's the svari? Now, Gemara says sukkah called Zion Sorach Broch. Because for Riv for Rosh, Batu Vorach al Kopam Shenichnas. So even though the Magen Mishnah says that you make a, the minig is that the when you like Rabbeinu Tam, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam all say no. And generally, there's a klal of the Mechaber. He passes like 2 out of 3: Rif, Rambam, and Rosh. And here he has three, all three saying. And Kosu Tosis, Perkul of Arova. Tosis and Sukkah. Memhei Amid Beis says the same thing. Let's see what Tosis says. He says, Ein Sukkah v'luluf shovin lebrocha. Da luluf ein bevorkno pamachas biyom. Tosis had a problem. If there's a mitzvah every time I take the lulav the whole day, maybe if I pick up the lulav 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I should make a bracha. Said no. Why not? Because Tosis approved from Anshe Yerushalayim that there's a mitzvah all day, even though it's not the ikka mitzvah, make a bracha. No. I will sukkah ko emas de nichnas lo. Whenever you go in, tidesh yochal v'yishta v'yishon, afilu esapam and b'yom uvorach al kol achas v'yachas. Me did have at filim. Osman shemenich. Minu timer. He says, now, he is, if I go in to eat, to drink, or to sleep. Not only to eat drink, to sleep. The sukkah in Misrami lay suda silo efshalim, because I can't eat outside the sukkah. And if I eat once, okay. So Tosa says like this. Anytime I have to make a bracha only on a mitzvah that I'm a chuyif to do. So if I go into the sukkah to drink a cup of coffee, I can drink the cup of coffee outside the sukkah, so I'm not a chuyif. But anytime I go in, to a sukkah, to do something that I can't do outside of the sukkah, then I have to make a bracha. Okay. Now, the Rambam says, anytime you go into the sukkah, why? Very, very simple. Take a look at the Rambam and Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam and Hilchos Brachos says that you make a bracha on all mitzvahs, whether that you're there, there's a chova or it's a rishos. Why? Because according to the Rambam, I'm not allowed to be yotze a mitzvah without a bracha. It's a matter for the mitzvah. And Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam explains. Rabbeinu ben Arambam explains. He says, why? Because just like on Hanos Haguf, I can't have any Hanoh without a bracha, so too on Hanos Hanashama, I can't have any Hanoh without a bracha. Same thing. The different types of Hanoh in this world. Some people have only Hanos Haguf. Other people are concerned about Hanos Hanashama too. So he says the same thing. A bracha is a matzah. If so, it makes no difference. If it's a bracha, if it's a mitzvah, I have to do a mitzvah. I don't have to do. Tosfos says no. Only on an ikar mitzvah, something that I absolutely have to do. So that's a general issue. So since I can drink a cup of coffee outside the sukkah, so if I go into the sukkah, ain't a chanami. Everything I do in the sukkah is a mitzvah. Anytime. I sit and I learn in the sukkah, it's a mitzvah. I sit and shmooze in the sukkah. I sit and stam, do who knows what in the sukkah, it's a mitzvah. Anything in the sukkah, it's a mitzvah. But the three things I'm a chayiv to eat. Achila, shtiyah, v'sheina. Since Tosis is the opinion, only a mitzvah you're a chayiv to do, that goes back to the previous Tosis that we learned. When Tosis isn't so sure, there's a bracha chal on the mitzvah of nanuim, or a bracha chal on the mitzvah of holding the lulav all day. Masha Enken, if I wear a talus, I put on tefillin, so I'm a chuyav to do. That I'm a chuyav to do. So the entire time I have a mitzvah. He says, but the ikar mitzvah is only once a day. Okay, so essentially, if I go into the sukkah to sleep in sukkah, what does Tosa say? Tosa says, I have to make a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam says no. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins. The minig is like Rabbeinu Tam, and that's a very interesting minig, because you have the Rambam and all the Gonim, the Rif and the Rosh, and Tosis only disagree on one point. What's the point they disagree on? And that's a general halach in Hilchos Brachos. You do something you're mechuyev to do, something else a reshus, you make a bracha. But certainly, you go into sleep, make a bracha. You sit down and you invite someone into your house. You want to have a beer together with them, and it's a whole beer party there. Okay. Yeah, that's a kviyas hashtiyah. Kviyas hashtiyah, you make a bracha. The Malacha says the Taz, Kaimalon, Karaba, Rachon, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah Kol Zayin. He says. And most Rishonim say that. Okay. Now. And the Torah says, Rabbeinu Tam, Pirish came the ikke kfir so odom osa betoch hasuke hi ha achilo. Vorach al ha achilo upote kol hadvar mafilu hasheno. Vokovu rabbeinu sa rabbeinu seinu ke rabbeinu tam. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam says like this. What is the ikke kfir of a person? The ikke kfir of a person is where he eats. But, so where's he differing than Tosfos? Where's he differing than the Rambam? Where is he differing than the Rambam? I understand. Rambam says, anytime I'm yotzei mitzvah, I have to make a bracha. Tosfos says, anytime I do something I'm mechuyev to do, I make a bracha. That I understand. But why, when I go in to sleep, hamachoyev to be in sukkah. So along comes Rabbeinu Tam, and his lashon is, because the bracha I make on eating patas the sleeping. What does that mean? What does that mean? I sit down to supper. Okay. And I come, let's say, on Sukkot, I'll sit down, have a meal on Sukkot, come to Yeshiva, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, I come home, I go to sleep. Why does the bracha I made on my supper have anything to do with the mitzvah I have sleeping in Sukkot? The two. One was 5 hours ago. First, you have to understand, Rabbeinu Tam begins a very fundamental yesod. There are two separate mitzvahs of sukkah. Mitzvah number one. Seimi diras kva v'dar b'diras arai. I have to turn a sukkah into my main dwelling on sukkahs. My ikur dira is in the sukkah. That is number one. That's my ikadir. Number two, anything I'm not allowed to do, any maisa kvius outside the sukkah. That means if I'll sit down to a meal outside the sukkah, so I'm doing a maisa that's koveya my for that half an hour I'm eating the meal. So what is my mokum kavua? My mokum kavua is where I'm eating. I'm not allowed to have a mokum kavua outside the sukkah. I have to make two things. I have to make the sukkah my mokum kavua, and then I have to, after that, make sure I'm not koveya myself in any other place. That's the problem. Let's say you're sitting on a bus, you're sitting somewhere, and you sort of doze off. That you're not really covering yourself there. Okay. That we'll see. Says Rabbeinu Tam like this. Anytime, what is the ikatat way I'm covering myself in any place? That's through achila, where I eat. If that's the ikat that I'm covering myself, then the moment I make this my sukkah, my mokum kavua, so anything I do there is part of that. The mitzvah is making my sukkah a mokum kavua. And on that mitzvah, I've made a bracha. And every time I have a suda in the sukkah, I am making the sukkah into a mokum kavua. That's a simple pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. We'll see. Not, there are variations of exactly how to understand Rabbeinu Tam. Well, what are the words that is Rabbeinu Tam, the two quotes of Rabbeinu Tam, with Tosis, he says, Iker kfiyus she'odem osa b'toch ha'suka hi ha'achila. V'roch ha'achila u'pota kol dvarim afilu ha'shena. Okay. What does Tosa say? Tosa in Brochas, Dafur Aleph on her base, has a kasha. Well, this year is part one. Next Motzei Shabbos is part two. So since we have some people probably spent Shabbos in Kiryat Shmona somewhere having a problem with coming back. So, next Shabbos is part two. Tosa says, Birkas HaTorah. I make a bracha on learning Torah in the morning, and it patters me all day. Says Tosa. And Toma, Maishnam Bisukah, Shitzarach Levarach HaKol Suda Suda. Torah once. Shani Torah Shani me Yayish Daito Mimena. Shom Chuyev Odom Lilmo. Tirsiva Gisa Bo Yom Velaila. Bahavi Kamo Yosha Kol Yom Below Hefsek. Hilasuka Yeshua Al Kavua. Now, here, if you take a look in Tosas, in the Forshah Tosas, Tosas saying a very interesting thing. And this is a very frightening thing for people to realize. The mitzvah on every Jew is to be kavua all day in Limud HaTorah. That's all. And in the middle, I have to do other things, but I'm never mesiach da'as from Torah. I have to eat, I have to drink, I have to go to the store. But my ikar mitzvah is to make Torah my mokum kavua. And that, you're not mesiach da'as all day. Mashen kein sukkah ein uchanami. I have to make the sukkah my mokum kavua. But in the middle of the day, I go here, I go there, or there. It's not my mokum kavua in the middle of the day. I'm busy running around. I don't have another mokum kavua. I'm busy running around doing things. So when I come back to eat the sukkah, I'm making a kviyas in sukkah again. Okay, we'll come back for next week. First, I thought I'd discuss in halacha. I decided it's important enough. Next week we'll discuss at length the bracha of Leshi Basukah, how the different people understood Rabbi Natan, and how Halacha Lemaisa. The Mechaber quotes Rabbi Natan. The Ramah quotes Rabbi Natan. And Magen Mishnah already said Minig is like Rabbi Natan. The Minig, even though the Gross says it makes no sense, he says the Rambam and the Rif and the Rosh is Iker, but Lamaisa Klal Yisrael voted like Rabbeinu Tam. To understand that, that's Mitzvah Shem Bli Neder next week.